MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 24, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 4:40 p.m. All of Bishop Fenwick High School's 2023-24 sports teams have been banned from the state tournament. The MIAA says Fenwick violated Rule 87 dealing with student eligibility. The school has responded to the ban, and it's saying that it is challenging the ruling and hopes that the ruling can be rescinded or adjusted. Fenwick officials are holding a public meeting tonight at 6 p.m. at the school. The Daily Item is reporting today that a GoFundMe page has raised more than $30,000 for the family of Peabody policeman Henry Breckenridge, who died last week from complications during non-emergency surgery. Breckenridge was just 40 years old and was highly respected in the community. In high school, he was a standout football player at Bishop Fenwick, winning the Division IV Super Bowl in 1999. The state recently announced grants for dam and coastal infrastructure repairs. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that Gloucester will receive money to make improvements on the city-owned Fernwood Lake West Dam in West Gloucester. Another local project to receive funding is the Dow Brook Dam in Ipswich, where drain improvements will be made. Two new candidates are running for office in Beverly. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports today that James Madugno is running for city councilor at large, and Geraldine Cahill is planning to run for the school committee. Today we're posting an interview with Beverly City Councilor at Large Brendan Sweeney. He is in his first term and is running for re-election. The city has been working on a number of charter changes that eventually will come before the voters.
The first is a proposal to increase the term of the mayor from the current two-year term to a four-year term. And the second major proposal, I would say, is to add two members to the Beverly School Committee, which is currently a seven-member committee, one representative from each ward, and then the mayor. So we have six wards in Beverly, plus the mayor makes seven members. And the proposal would be to bring that number up to nine members, with two school committee members functioning as essentially semi-at-large representatives, where one of the two would represent wards 1, 2, and 3, and the second of the two would represent wards 4, 5, and 6. So those proposals, the committee recommended them. The council voted to put the matter before the voters on this ballot in November, and it'll ultimately be up to the voters whether to extend the term of the mayor to 4 years, which wouldn't actually take effect until not this coming mayoral term, but 2 years following. And then similarly, if the proposal to increase the size of the school committee from 7 to 9 members is approved by the voters, that wouldn't take effect until the following term, 2 years from now.
Beverly City Councilor at Large, Brendan Sweeney. In Newburyport, excitement will be building this week for its Yankee Homecoming celebration that will begin on Saturday. The events will end on Sunday, August 6th, with the Homecoming Parade. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Mets 6-1 last night at Fenway Park, taking two games of the three-game weekend series. The Sox will host Atlanta beginning tomorrow night. The North Shore Navigators hosted their league all-star game yesterday. They're on the East team, and they lost to the West 5-1. However, Beverly native Braden Clark of Salve Regina shined on the mound as he tossed a scoreless inning in the top of the second with a strikeout. As far as Clark's top game so far with the Navigators this season, it was his most recent game.
My last outing against the Gulls was definitely my best outing. I don't think I walked any, and I threw 8 innings of shutout baseball, so can't really complain about that.
Clark remembers some of the highlights from his Beverly High career.
It would probably be the championship run that we had my junior year, where I was able to, or no, my sophomore year, sorry. Yeah, when I was able to get my first start in a playoff game against St. Mary's. We ended up winning that game on a walk-off home run in the last inning by one of our captains. So that was probably my highlight of my high school career for sure. And then Salve right now, I'd probably say either making my first start in a regional game my freshman year, which was really cool. I got my first win in college. And then even last year, I mean, I got a win against the World Series team in the regionals in Pennsylvania against Misericordia. So they went on to win the last round of the World Series. So beating a World Series team was a pretty cool feeling, you know.
Our complete interview with Braden Clark was posted prior to Sunday's All-Star game on our website. Our podcast features with area football coaches continue today. Today, check out St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. It will be posting this morning at 11 o'clock. That is sports along with Rick Moore. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.